have to talk about this.
So every single part of this headline is what kind of
okay.
moment?
There is a man in Maryland. His name is Dayton James Weber. He's 27 years old. He is a quad amputee. He has no arms or legs.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a professional cornhole player.
So
let that sink in for a second. And he has been accused of murder.
With a gun.
Yes. Apparently the story is that Dayton was in a Tesla minivan with three other people, two in the back seat, one in the front next to him. He was driving, and apparently the driver and the person in the passenger seat got into an argument. A gun was pulled out and shot the guy in the passenger seat, dead. And so he turned to the people in the back seat and said, "Help me drag this guy's body out."
Yeah.
They said, "No," and instead got out of the van and called police. Later on, there was a report of a body found in a field, and apparently that was the guy, and he dumped him out of the van, and he's been on the loose, and now they caught him.
Every part of this story is like, what? The fact that he pulled out, how could they not get the gun away from him, first of all? He doesn't have hands. Second.
And he's driving.
You know, they have specially made cars that will drive.
He turns around and asks the people to help him drag the guy out. He lets them go.
Yeah.
They get out of the car and he drives off.
With the guy's dead body in the passenger seat.
Right. And then, so then how did he get him out? I want to know. How did he end up getting him out of the car?
He must be mobile in some way. They must have one of those like chairlift things that gets him in and out of the van.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure how that works, but you know, to move her around to the other side and throw the guy's body out and then continue on his merry way.
I mean, his abilities are unquestioned. If you've seen any of the videos
of him playing cornhole.
He's an athlete in a way, right? He's tossing cornhole bags professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which is kind of remarkable and amazing given the difficulties you have being a quadruple amputee.
Right.
So it's kind of amazing that he's done that kind of had those accomplishments in his life.
Yeah.
He's got to be able to grip the cornhole bag in some way. So I'm sure it's the same way he can grip a gun and use the trigger.
There's partial arms that he has. They come to a certain point just off the shoulder, and he's able to kind of wedge the bags between his two limbs.
Yeah.
And then
throws them.
Hurl them. So
your motion.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to go, wow, that's amazing. We would be talking about this had we heard about it before the murder.
Yeah, it'd be a mood boost story instead of a headline.
Right.
But that makes sense. But I've seen videos of him shooting a gun, just like he's at a shooting range or something, I hope. And it still blows my mind how he's able to pull the trigger.
If he has no arms and legs.
Yeah.
We've been looking, there's these YouTube videos of that he put up on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And he's completely able to fire a gun.
Yeah.
The stuff in the videos, there's something holding the gun, like a stand, like a tripod kind of thing.
Right.
But, I mean, he's able to, with what he has of his arms, pull the trigger.
I know there's like video evidence, but my mind is still blown.
It's hard to wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
As they said in Jurassic Park, nature finds a way.
Yeah.
So they must be able to pull the trigger somehow.
Yeah.
Even though he has no arms or legs.
I think you said he's got a knuckle kind of thing at the end of his, because his legs and arms were amputated because of a horrible medical problem. And he was only given like a 3% chance to live.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
But he did. And then he learned to do all these things, like drive, play
cornhole professionally.
Yeah.
And unfortunately kill someone, which we're not making fun of that.
No.
We're not making fun of any of this. We're just trying to wrap our heads around this. Like, could there be more odd things in one story?
Yeah.
We had a question from Ariana who said, why is he allowed to have a gun?
Well,
I mean, there's a Second Amendment. He has a right to bear arms.
Well, it's been an interesting story.
Yeah, this is...
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
President Trump was in Memphis yesterday making a speech about bringing the National Guard and having the crime rate drop. He also stopped by and had a tour of Graceland. Big Elvis fan.
Oh.
I guess he autographed a replica Elvis guitar.
Okay. Oh.
And I think they patted him down before he left because, you know, he likes to collect, you know, presents and trophies and gold things. So make sure he wasn't sneaking out.
Lots of them at Graceland. Yeah, that's for sure. So there was that terrible story of that plane that while it was landing at LaGuardia hit a fire truck on the runway. And the pilot and the co-pilot were killed as it was just sheared off. The front of the plane was just sheared off the rest of the plane in that accident. As the plane was landing, it was going 100 miles an hour.
Jeez.
So here's the miracle story that comes out of this tragedy. There was a flight attendant who was strapped to her jump seat, which is literally bolted to the same wall that on the other side is the cockpit,
right?
Where the pilot and the co-pilot died.
Sure.
She was strapped in there. She was ripped from the plane when the collision happened and thrown 300 feet away from the plane.
That's like the length of a football field.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Or no, feet. That's one. Three, yeah.
Just one. Yeah. And she only suffered a broken leg.
Whoa.
That is a miracle.
That's it.
Wow.
Truly amazing.
Oh, wow.
Miracle-like recovery from that.
Wow.
Just incredible.
She needs to buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That
and there weren't, I think that was probably the worst injury. There weren't many others.
Yeah.
The firefighters had, got injured, I guess, hospitalized.
Yeah, people were injured. Yeah. But yeah, the only loss of life was just the two people, you know, flying the plane, which is kind of amazing that that's all. Well, yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Waymo cars are going to be a thing. Will they make our commute way more better or way more worse?
So we have another incident.
Yeah.
A Waymo vehicle was downtown Nashville, apparently honky-tonking, and stopped in the middle of Broadway.
And wouldn't move.
Wouldn't move.
Wouldn't move.
Ugh, what a mess.
So it was like, it was turning onto Broadway, and then in the middle of that turn, just kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And the police had to get in and kind of drive it away from the intersection so the traffic could get through.
So apparently, police officers, first responders, people like that, have had to receive training on how to get it moving.
Seriously?
So they can actually, in an emergency, jump in and make the car go, as opposed to just sitting there and being a giant paperweight.
Gina, there was a an Uber driver that was kind of complaining that the Waymo car was getting special treatment.
Yeah, he was like, why do they get to go in and move in like we can't? Like, it's so dumb.
Well, because you're already in the car.
Right.
You could probably, they're assuming perhaps you know how to drive the car that you're driving.
Yeah, his quote says, I definitely wouldn't expect an officer to help me in the way that they helped the Waymo to move the car.
Well, they got
because you can do it.
They got to get traffic moving.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like I. Yeah.
And if you, stupid if somebody was driving it, they'd tell them move the car.
Yeah.
And but then, are they getting a pass? Like, are they getting like? Is Waymo? Are there things happening that shouldn't happen, and Waymo's not getting in trouble for it?
Well, that's the thing. If you stall, or if you like pass out driving, you know, you'd probably get a ticket. So why, you know, and maybe they are and it's not being reported, but these Waymo cars in the business and stuff, they should probably get fined.
Well, I know that last week there was a story about that construction site where a Waymo car just kind of drove in the middle of the site and then stopped.
Oh, gosh.
They had to, you know, get all their equipment all messed up and everything, trying to get that thing out of there so they can continue with the construction.
Yeah, what happens
It just stopped.
Yeah, or you know those like random, you know, you have like the guys holding the stop sign and construction crews and stuff.
Yeah, the slow or stop, you know.
Right.
Is the Waymo car going to acknowledge that?
Right.
They're supposed to. I guess they're supposed to be able to. I'm going to be the devil's, I'm going to be the robot advocate.
Okay.
Okay. So we hear about these because there's no driver in the car. Right. And they haven't gone public with this. I guess they're in the friends and family phase of like only if you know somebody through Waymo can you use the driverless taxis right now.
Still testing.
It's not rolled out completely yet. But we only hear about them when there's a problem.
Right.
We don't hear about the 10 gazillion times we have a problem with a human driver.
Yeah, that's true.
So they apparently they've logged, I guess, like something like 170 million miles. Yep, that's what it
is. Wow.
And they have found to be 90% more safe than human beings.
Okay.
So I feel like we're getting the stories and we're like, hey, how come that happens? But we're also not getting the stories when the when a human just stops in the middle of traffic and they have to be like woken up because they're you know, unfortunately like medical emergency passed out or something.
Yeah. Sure.
And they're both of those cars stopped. Now what they shouldn't have stopped where they stopped.
Right.
But at least they didn't start driving really fast.
Right.
Like they kind of
shut
down.
Yeah.
So that they weren't moving if there was a problem.
Yeah. See, this is smart, Jim. I realize that you're on the robot's side because you realize that AI is going to control the world one day. And you want them to be nice to you.
Yeah.
You will be the liaison between the machines and people, knowing that you'll be one of the last ones killed.
Well, your toasters come to life. They're coming after you two. So, but they're going to say, Jim, he stuck up for us.
Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Oh, look, it's Gender Wars time, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. As we have for the guys, Tony is in Franklin. For the ladies, we have Michelle and Laverne. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with Tony. Tony, tell us something you bought that you now regret.
My ex and I went to one of those things where they a lake lot sale. They get a bunch of people out there.
Oh yeah.
And we kept saying no, kept saying no. She's actually pregnant at the time. It was like 90 degrees. And kept saying no, and they pressured us. And they what they do is they drive you out from like they you meet at a central location, then you drive out, so you're stuck. And the only way we figured we could get back. If we bought one, we just never got to use it, so ended up regretting that.
Yeah. Wow. This could be a made-for-TV movie.
I know.
Wow.
Right? Michelle, tell us something you bought you now regret.
So many memberships to things that I never used.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy to sign up, impossible to cancel.
That's right. That's what that movie, One Battle After Another, was. Somebody trying to cancel their subscription. All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Here we go. Michelle, does the March Madness basketball tournament start with 68, 88, or 108 teams?
We'll go 108.
108. No, it's 68. It feels like 108. But
right? It's like a million.
All right, Tony. Is Carrie Ann and ABBA a judge on Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent, or RuPaul's Drag Race?
America's Got Talent.
No! Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
She's the tough judge.
Yeah.
Still no score.
All right, Michelle. Daniel Craig is the most recent actor to play what classic action movie star?
Bond. James Bond.
Whoa!
Nicely done. All right. There's our first score of the game.
All right, Tony. What do ladies put in a tea light holder?
Candles.
Yes!
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
All right, it's Todd going into the last questions.
Okay, Michelle, your man may be shopping for a big green egg. A big green egg. What is that?
A grill.
It's a grill.
It is.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep. Super expensive grill.
All right, 2-1. Michelle's in the lead. Tony, you need this to get a tie and send it into overtime.
Tony, Robin's egg is a shade of what color?
Red.
Red.
No. Light blue.
You'd think.
Blue.
Yeah. You'd think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michelle takes the day.
Woo!
Tony, it's like we took you out into the country and made you buy something. Sorry it didn't work out for you. Good job, Michelle. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. You open your DoorDash order. You just look in and you go, oh my God, everything is wrong.
Everything is wrong.
Everything. What song plays as you stare into the bag in disbelief? So we had several entries. We had one from, let's see, Terry Hoots. Party up.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here,
back.
Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
You gotta add in, like, you know, the fact that you're hangry this is happening.
Right,
so
right,
it's like
right.
the emotions are double.
Yeah. I love that.
Melissa, Woody's girlfriend.
All right.
She went in with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
It works.
It does.
Work. Yeah, that was a good one. You can't always get what you want.
Oh, so we're going for more Stones.
Double Stones.
Had a bad day.
Wait a minute. Okay.
That's right. A good one, too. Yeah.
It's almost like you've come to terms with it.
It's happened too many times to me, so yeah. that song works perfect.
All right, you got one, Jim?
Yeah, you know, I don't usually advocate violence, but... Gets my order wrong.
That's good. I like that.
Which is kind of misplaced. It's probably the restaurant, not the driver, but, you know, I'm still going to wreck their car.
Yeah.
I went in more of a sad route because I opened the bag and maybe it was even empty. And I was so sad. Mm. I went with Whitney Houston. Don't walk away from me.
I have nothing. I can see... The rain coming down on you as you sing to the sky.
As he falls to his knees. Why?
I know.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Pretty cool story. There's a kid named Logan. He's 9 years old in Michigan, and he just learned CPR and put it to work right away. I guess he was in church, and somebody had a heart attack. A lot of the adults kind of stood around and just became frozen, and he leaped into action and knew exactly what to do.
I heard a voice in my head telling me to go, so I sprinted over there, and it said, "You got to press down really hard." And I did the same thing I did just now.
I was like, that was God. God gave him supernatural strength to, like, just roll this man over and start performing CPR, gave him that knowledge, because he learned that within 24 hours, used it.
So he had just learned it 24 hours before, and he knew exactly what to do.
How crazy.
And he was able to roll this big guy over and perform CPR, which is amazing.
Jeez.
When your guardian angel looks like a young child.
Yeah. I know.
Right?
You'll love that. That is amazing.
Incredible. If you want to see this story and share it with a friend, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
A lot of the airports around the country are just a nightmare. And Gina, you went through one of the worst airports.
Yeah. You lived it firsthand, the super long TSA lines. Where were you?
Yeah, I was in New Orleans. Mm. They've made the news. Same with Austin, I think.
Yeah.
So we had a 12-hour travel day on a Sunday for an hour flight.
Wow.
Yeah, we were outside in the parking lot for 3.5 hours waiting in the security line.
Just to get into the building?
Yeah. Then you got up, and then you're like, you got in, and then you had to go up escalators and wait in another, like, 2-hour security line inside.
So, and you also had your... husband and your baby, your new
yes,
baby.
Unfortunately,
so
yeah.
So you had two young people to have to worry about.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. Yes, no. My husband the whole time was like looking around, and he's like, you know, none of these people have been through security, so there could be like a bomb inside somebody's suitcase or...
Well, that's,
you know,
that's an encouraging thought.
I know.
While you're standing there,
I know. And he kept telling people that
that's very
too.
Reassuring.
Yeah, it was like shh. But yeah, I had to like walk and breastfeed my 3-month-old. We had to change her on one of our suitcases because I'm not putting her on the concrete.
In the parking garage? Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
Multitasking mom medals for this.
Yeah,
it
no
was
kidding.
Brutal. Yeah, and thank God we just ate. That was like my worst fear. Like, oh my gosh, we're gonna be so thirsty and hungry out here.
Yeah.
Just like Uber eat something because we'd be here long enough.
Oh.
But we didn't. No, it ended up being okay. And it wasn't too hot. Paisley did great. My daughter did fine. So all the other like circumstances around us were fine.
Mm-hmm.
So it made the experience like a little bit better. But man, it just seemed like the entrance kept getting farther and farther away. It was brutal.
They're moving the building away from us.
Yeah. So thankfully we were able to get on another flight. But yeah, it was, I don't want to do it again, but we're going to Austin in 2 weeks. So
and that's another
like
airport people are talking about. It's really, really bad.
Gina's worldwide tour of the worst places to travel through.
It was brutal. Yeah, and then like my saving grace was like, oh, we'll be able to like board first because we have a baby.
Yeah, usually, they normally will do that. You know, people traveling with young children.
Not Southwest anymore.
Southwest sucks. Southwest sucks. They're
first
awful.
To worst.
They are so bad. Our first flight we got on, I think one of the first planes ever built. It was built in like the 1800s. It was awful.
Did you have to pedal?
Yeah, basically. Right. Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah, we had to help blow us to New Orleans. It was awful. Yeah, and we have to fly to Austin, so it just sucks.
On top of everything else, and our people, you know, complaining about Southwest Airlines because it used to be like everybody's favorite airline.
Yeah.
And now they've changed all the rules where they're just like all the other airlines.
Yes. Thankfully, we were able to sit next to each other because I've heard people flying together. Mm-hmm.
They get separated.
Yeah. But yeah, it was brutal. It was not fun. So if you're traveling anywhere, I've heard BNA is great. Security isn't long. But if you are traveling, get there way, way, way early and make sure you pack some snacks and water.
Sure. A lot of people just say screw it and they rent a car.
That might be better too. Yeah.
Hit the road.
We almost got to that point.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You know your city's getting fancy when they're opening up a sports car showroom for an Italian sports car company you've never heard of.
Ah!
Ooh.
Pagani Sports Cars are opening a showroom in one of the Giratina Towers. I never know how to say that. Downtown Nashville. They make less than 100 cars a year. They start at around $2 million a piece.
What?
And some of them go up to $17.5 million.
Jeez.
Wow.
Somebody's doing okay in this here economy.
Guess so.
No kidding. A guy was, police were called to BNA to our Nashville International Airport. I guess a guy got out of a taxi on the third level and refused to pay the fare and then tried to throw a punch at the driver.
Eesh.
Police were called, but the driver said he wasn't going to press charges. Okay. He was able to avoid the punch. That same guy, hanging around at like 3:30 in the morning at the airport, grabbed one of the telephone PA systems behind one of the ticket desks.
Oh, yeah.
And started screaming obscenities directed at the TSA workers. They had to come in and arrest him.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I guess, you know, he was just angry.
They're already going through enough. Don't yell at them, too.
Yeah, but 3:30 in the morning, there's probably not all that many people there at the airport at that time.
No. Only the people still trying to find their luggage.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, this is kind of cool. Nashville Zoo is introducing a wine to support conservation. So starting on, yesterday, actually, you can get the wine at Frugal McDougal. Each year, they're going to put an original sketch of two rare species found at the zoo.
Mm. Okay. And it helps the zoo?
Yep. Helps Excellent. The zoo.
I like that. Anything really to help the zoo. It's a great place. What are our plans today, y'all?
I'm going to be meal prepping with my mom. They are going on their RV trip. They're leaving us. Sad. So we're going to be meal prepping a little bit today, and I have some other work to do.
I would say we've got a meeting with our agent this afternoon, and then I'm power washing the front
Woo!
Sidewalk,
Woo!
Which is fun. It's very satisfying.
Tedious, but satisfying.
Yeah.
I'll be getting ready for my day in court tomorrow.
Woo!
The final court hearing about my alimony with my ex-wife
that's been paying fun
for a long time. So, I really have that to look forward to. So, I'm really looking forward to that. So, I won't be here tomorrow.
Okay. So we'll be praying for you.
Pray for me.
Absolutely.
It all goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, between you and Gina stuck at the TSA for 8 hours.
We're due for a win, Woody.
Nothing but good news around here.
Yeah.